not going to implement change for change's sake.
Oh, yeah.
But change for a sake that we all hold close to our hearts. Change for the sake of change worth making. I've been James Richardson, your local, truly democratic policy master. I put the Democrat back into Democrat. Now, good night, and remember, if you vote for me on Sunday, you're not voting Democrat, you're voting for democracy for yourself. I've been James Richardson.
So, after 25 years of marriage, you're just gonna walk out that door to take a road trip?
Look, honey, I'm a murder detective, and there hasn't been a murder in this town for over 25 years. I'm out of options here. I've gotta look for some cases.
Look for cases? You'll be looking for your wedding ring in a minute after I lob it at your Mercedes-Benz if you walk out that door.
Any more of this, and I'll come over there and throttle you. And then I'll be investigating my own case.
Pick a fight with me and you know you'll come off dead first, Leo.
Much as I'd love to carry on this cheery chit-chat, I've got to drive halfway across America. Look after the kids for me.
What kids?
Oops, wrong wife.
Are you a hooker? Or do you just look like one?
Can I hop a ride? Do I look like pretend hooker?
Hop in then before I change my mind.
Chauffeur? I'm a homeless hitchhiker you picked up on the outskirts of Las Vegas, and I happen to be able to drive. You said you needed a rest.
Oh, my mistake. Where are we anyway?
We've just entered Collie Country, and that's in.
What's all that commotion up ahead?
Cops! I'm hightailing it out of here. I wanted in 49 states, and I don't want to be wanted in this one as well, which is just as well. Because it's in.
I get an alert on the Carson Lane. This is urgent. Urgent. Urgent over.
It sure looks bad. Yeah, it's kind of bad. It's a dead body. It's not even cold yet. I think you had company here less than half an hour ago, I'd say.
That looks like.
Sheesh. Jesus Joseph Alabutter. That looks like Mr. James Richardson.
The Democrat?
Sheesh. How many other James Richardsons do you know?
I don't know any other. This is a small town.
Why? And just struck down in the prime of his middle-aged life. Looks like some sort of injury. Who here in these parts would go to the trouble of murdering somebody without a gun?
What the... I've never seen anything like this before.
Sheesh. This is a crime scene. Could you please step away?
I was just driving past here on the state highway, and I saw the commotion.
Why did you stop? This hasn't got anything to do with you. This is a grisly murder scene, not a rest stop. Not a turkey shoot, not a hell, you know what I'm talking about. Now move your ass.
But I'm a police officer.
I don't see a badge. Where's your badge?
Do you want to see my badge? Here.
This is a Walmart loyalty card. This says private detective, boy. Get out of here.
I specialize in murder investigations back in California. I really think I could help with this.
Bear with me, son. It's going to take some time. There is not going to be an investigation. It was suicide.
There is not going to be an investigation? What the fuck?
That's what I said. He was a train enthusiast, and this time he got too close. I never hit it off with him anyway. Frankly, the world's better off. Now, get out of here before I have to clear away two bodies, and I'm only half joking.
You don't act much like a cop, do you? Do you mind me saying that you have a very unprofessional attitude?
I know. Who would figure? What's it to you, moose twit asshole?
Do you even know what you are gonna do next?
Go and get some lunch before the damn cafe closes for lunch.
I meant about the murder.
Oh well, the first thing to do is clear this damn mess up off the road. I gotta drive down here every morning to get to work. And the body, well, that'll have to go down to the... go down to the fridge in the mortuary or something like that, I don't know.
Not got any leads? Are you not going to question anyone? That's what I would do.
You're someone I've only just met, and you're telling me how to do my job?
It would seem like I am, yes.
Well, I don't see any point in having an investigation about this. He's dead. Now, isn't he? It's not going to bring him back.
Are you telling me you're not investigating the murder?
It was suicide, wasn't it? The man was obviously sick of himself.
Look, I'm telling you, man, that if you don't investigate this murder, then I will. Let me in on the act. It'll be worth both our whiles.
And what difference is it going to make to anything if I don't?
One word. Sony.
Sony? I don't follow.
Sony is the make of the tiny tape recorder I always carry around in my back pocket. It makes neat little recordings, I can tell you. Really podcastable, I would call them.
And what are you gonna do with that?
I go public and put the recording on iTunes. And then, how about no company police car? How about not getting hang out in your cushy little office? And how about no more donuts through the day when the state sheriff hears that you're not exactly keen on investigating this murder and you get a demotion?
Is that some sort of stereotype that just because I'm a police sheriff, I do nothing but eat donuts all day?
You're eating one now.
The dead man had some on him. I couldn't let them go to waste, could I?
Oh, for God's sake, man. Will you stop eating a high-carb diet and find out which son of a bitch killed this son of a bitch?
Look, I'm the town sheriff. All right, this is a quiet town. There's never been a murder here before, all right? I don't know what to do. I haven't got the first clue about how to handle a death investigation. When I got this job 25 years ago, I just couldn't see something like this coming up. Why do you have to turn up and ruin everything for me?
Just let me in on this case and I'll keep quiet. All right?
All right, whatever. Just solve the damn case, all right? I don't know what I'm doing here. You're a murder guy. If I'm going to have to be lumbered with this investigation, I guess it wouldn't hurt too much to have you hanging about with me.
I can't believe you don't know this, but the first thing you always have to do is find out who might have had a motive to kill the victim.
That doesn't help much, does it? The whole town had a motive to kill this guy. He wasn't exactly what you'd call a popular politician.
Start close, then narrow it down a bit. Look at the people who were closest to him and work outwards.
James Richardson. He didn't like his family, and all his friends were really his enemies. He was a work-hard and not-even-play-hard kind of guy. He was no fun by all counts. Tell you what, I've just had an idea. I'm gonna start real close. I'm gonna ask the dead guy some questions. He was the one who's been murdered here. He must have seen who did it. We need to solve your murder here. It's ruining my day. I could be eating lunch in Fat Joe's quite easily right now. Fact is, you know, I just like the easy life. I like to watch the sun coming up in the morning. I like to see things my way. My day is not going right. Tell me who did it. Son, you must know. Who pushed you in front of that train? Did he have some sort of grappling stick? Did he reach out with it and pull you under his wheels? That'd take some doing. Not a talker? Hey, then sorry, sir, but I'm gonna have to put you under arrest for the obstruction of justice and public highway while we're at it. You don't have to say anything. You've obviously chosen not to. You have the right to silence. But it may well harm your defense in court if you continue to choose not to do so. I have arrested you. What do you say to that, Mr. Richardson? Not a talker, eh? You don't have to say anything. You've obviously chosen not to. You have the right to silence, but that does not mean it is wise to use it, sir. If you don't start cooperating with me, then you have just made a very powerful enemy. You dead man. God damn it, I'm losing my patience with you, son. If you don't start answering at least one of my questions, well, I'll tell you, son, you are heading for one big hellacious mistake. You will be a dead man. Do you hear what I'm saying, son?
He's already dead! Would it not be a good idea to at least speak to one of his relatives?
That's it. You're a genius. I remember that he had a cousin in Brooklyn, New York. I think I can use my connections to get his phone number. I got the number for his cousin. I'm sorry to bother you, sir. I am Detective Inspector, and I'm investigating a murder. Mr. James Richardson in Carlet Country.
You say my cousin's dead?
Yes, but that's irrelevant. What I'm trying to establish here is who it was that murdered him.
Well, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it.
I'm not saying you did. I'm just trying to establish where you were last night. You haven't just made a 1,000-mile round trip to murder your cousin, a Mr. James Richardson, a prominent local politician from Carlet Country.
No.
I just want to know, son, where were you on the night of last night? Whatever the day that was.
Yeah, I was watching wrestling that night. Is this how you do all your investigations? You call yourself a police officer?
Technically, I am, yes. Look, if you didn't do it, sorry to bother you.
Fine, not at all. You're welcome. Letting you
Ho ho. Commiserations.
Yeah, same to you. Goodbye.
Any luck with the cousin in New York?
No, the cousin didn't do it, probably. And if he didn't do it, who the hell else could have done it?
What's that woman doing across the street?
Oh, that's Elena.
I've been talking to you, and already about 10 cars have stopped by her already. She's waving at the traffic. Either that or sticking her fingers up.
She seems to be a very popular woman in this town. Never did find what she does for a living.
Isn't it obvious?
I don't follow.
All the people stopping by, they're all men.
Why is that important?
Oh my God, man, she's a hooker. And she's hooking.
Isn't that against the law in this town?
It probably is.
Excuse me, Miss Phelps, but I think you'll have to come with me.
Ooh, is this a date?
Come on, cut it out. Cut the crap. Come on inside to the police station. You have just been made illegal. Miss Elena Phelps, do you not realize that soliciting for sex is frowned upon in this town? And not only that, it's illegal.
Of course I know that. Do you think I'm stupid?
Did you not realize, Miss Phelps, that by going out and committing crimes, you are committing criminal acts?
Of course, but I am a hooker, and that's what I do.
I'm not saying you're not good at your job, Miss Phelps. More that you shouldn't be doing it at all. And I'm going to see to it that you don't do it in the future. But more importantly, are you aware, Miss Phelps, there's been a murder committed in this town?
Yeah, that was annoying. The son of a bitch died before I could collect my money last night.
You were entertaining Mr. Richardson last night before he died?
Yes, but I didn't do it. But by the end of the night, I would have liked to.
But were you the last person to see Mr. Richardson alive?
He wasn't much alive before he was dead anyway. The evening was so boring. You know what we did? He takes me out to look at steam trains with him. I couldn't believe it. I want some action. I do sex, not steam. But I don't know what he did after he left me.
He was killed. That's what he did.
So what are you suggesting, Sheriff? That I was in some way involved?
No, not at all, madam. I am just wondering whether you might have done the murder.
Instead of accusing me of something I may or may not have done, why don't we have a little fun together later? It could be fun.
Well, okay, but if we have sex, I'm gonna have to arrest myself. Selling sex to myself is against the law in this part of America. But for now, I'm gonna let you off scot-free because I haven't got time for the paperwork. I'm off to have a nice chat with the victim's wife. And as there seems to be subtle coffee in this so-called sheriff's office, I hope she'll be willing to do me a quick cup while I'm out there. Hello? Hello? Can you goddamn hear me? Is there a bereaved woman in there? Is there anybody in there who has just lost somebody very important to them? Are you inconsolable? Come on! You are just making things worse for yourself! Come to the door and face your grief! I'm sorry about that, madam. I just had to get your attention there.
Well, hello, if it isn't the sheriff. What's occurring?
Are you a Miss Sheila Richardson?
Yes, of course I am. You know that. You've known me for 35 years. We went to high school together.
I'm just trying to be professional here, madam. Play along.
I got no time to be playing games now. I'm on my Wii Fit trying to lose some of myself. What do you want, Sheriff?
You do realize your husband was murdered?
Was he? That's an interesting development. I must admit I have been a little suspicious because he hasn't updated his Facebook status today and he hasn't poked me back yet. And not only that, I was out jogging this morning by the train tracks. And blow me down, there was his body lying dead on the roadside next to the train tracks. It was the strangest thing. I thought at the time he must have been playing a practical joke, and until you showed up just now, I thought no more of it.
I'm sorry. He is definitely dead. Anyway, the real reason I stopped by here today was not to notify you that your husband had passed on, but rather to ask if you were the one that killed your husband.
How can you even suggest such a thing? No. If I was going to kill him, I wouldn't have done it yet. And even if I had done it today, I certainly wouldn't be telling you, would I?
No, of course you wouldn't. I didn't think of that. So here's what I'll do. I'll conduct an investigation about whether you may have been responsible secretly and behind your back. So, watch out. That's all I can say.
Good day, Sheriff.
Say, can I have a cup of coffee? Leo, you son of a bitch! Why do you have to turn up out of the horizon?
It was destiny, fate, or whatever. I hadn't seen a murder case in 25 years back home.
And I hadn't seen one here in 25 years until you showed up. And now I'm investigating the case and getting nowhere. I'm actually having to work for this job, and I hate it. What now, huh? I got nothing on the hooker or Richardson's wife. Why don't you dob me in with that Sony tape you recorded? I'm sick of this whole thing. And just end this whole thing right here and now. Done.
What's that pile of cases on that table there?
Oh, they're nothing. Just a few unsolved murders from around the country. Long gone cases, closed. I use them for decoration now. I should have put them out for recycling a couple of years ago. Couldn't find the time to chuck them out.
Mind if I take a read?
You're a detective, aren't you? Be my guest. Anything interesting there, or is it all boring shit?
There's a common theme, I think, running through many of these murders. I can't be sure, but the victims all seem to be people that you might describe as boring. My advice to you, Sheriff, would be to try and catch up with that hooker again.
Why do you think she was the murderer?
I don't know yet. That's the point.
Trying to leave the town, are you? I should get a restraining order preventing you from getting without 100 meters of this town. You are a suspect, chicken. You shouldn't be going anywhere.
Oh, Han, you look stressed out. You look like you need some action, honey. It's half-price Thursday night tonight.
As a matter of fact, love, and keep this under your miniskirt, but you and I should go out tonight.
That'll be $25 for you, Sheriff. That's half price. So, where are we going, Handsome?
Don't call me handsome. We both know it isn't true.
Okay, keep your hair on. Not that you can, because you're bald. I meant, where will we be getting down to it then?
I'm here as your client tonight to make sure that nobody here gets down to anything. So we're going to the golf course. I'm going to knock out 18 holes of joy.
So what you're saying is, You want me to watch you playing golf? Am I supposed to be turned on by that?
How you get your kicks, madam, is none of my business. But if I get a hole in one, you might get excited. Jesus Christ, that game was balls. 18 holes, and not a single one of them on par. Whatever wise fellow it was that said golf is a way to spoil a good walk is absolutely damn right. And that's why I'm playing it again.
Jesus Christ, I can't understand why you want me here.
Just look pretty. Carry my golf bag. You're more expensive than this whole game tonight, and my whole golf course membership come to that.
You want me to carry this bag with all the heavy irons in it?
Yes, be careful with it because the bag is heavy. If you drop it on your toe, you might damage one of my clubs.
Sheriff, I just want to ask you something. Which is the heaviest golf club in this bag, would you say?
I got a pretty nifty 5-iron in there.
Perfect. I hope the next time you swing it, it'll be in hell!
Not so fast. If you are aiming a golf club at someone's head, you should swing it slower than that. A fast swing like the one you were about to do could kill somebody.
What's he doing here?
Detective Leo is on to you. You tried to murder me just then. How rude!
I was standing around, and you left me, so I thought I would practice a little golf action of my own.
Don't come the innocent with me, because you're not, are you? The only thing you're innocent of is being guilty. Admit it, Miss Phelps. You were bored tonight. And when you get bored entertaining your clients, they don't make it, do they, Miss Phelps?
Is this the part where I meant to say, I don't know what you're talking about?
Yes, but there is more to this than meets the eye. You don't just offer the service of illicit pleasure for money, but also illicit killing for pleasure. Am I right?
Now I really don't know what you're talking about. Well, I do, but I don't like it.
You were paid to murder Mr. Richardson, weren't you? And not only that, the sheriff was to meet a similar fate, wasn't he?
It might be you next, Leo, if you don't shut up. I don't like where you're going with this.
And neither did the murder victim, did he? Because he ended up dead! You took money for Mr. Richardson's death. And why? Because I offered it to you. That's why. Did I not do that, Miss Phelps? I can prove that I did. So you're going to be banged to rights.
No, you didn't. I've never seen you in my life much.
You were bored, and I offered you a way out of money. Didn't I? 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 Knock, knock, who's there? Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't I?
All right. It was me. I was bored. I admit it. I was so bored tonight, all right, that I began to count everybody I saw on the course who was wearing a boring beige shirt. And that was about everybody on the so-called golf course.
And what was so boring about Mr. Richardson, Miss Phelps?
When he said that he needs to let off steam, I didn't think that I'd end up in a train station. Doesn't that say it all?
Every time somebody bores you, madam, it's their biggest mistake, isn't it?
Did you only murder clients you found boring, Miss Phelps?
Yes, didn't I already say that?
How many boring people have you annihilated, Miss Phelps?
5. It was Clive. He wanted some female company while he watched the complete Star Trek series 1. In the end, I was to play the part of the female Star Trek commander when we had sex later.
What did you do?
I hit him over the head with the DVD box set. And when he came round half an hour later, I finished him off with a Captain Picard figurine.
And what about Ian from Wichita, the stocks and shares man?
He had some novelty financial ticker tape. I bound and gagged him with that. And then slammed him over the head with his portfolio, which was actually a very heavy briefcase.
And Steve, the real estate agent from Des Moines, Iowa?
I went outside and I stole a for sale sign from a neighboring house and stuck it up his rectum.
Oh, God, I think we have heard just about enough. I'm putting you under arrest, Miss Phelps. I think you are going to find jail even more boring than those ex-clients of yours.
Hold up a goddamn minute. Hold the phone. I have just admitted my guilt. Why are you throwing her in the back of the van?
So she did the murders, but you paid her to do them?
And why would I do such a thing? Well, I might as well give you the story. I hadn't seen a decent murder case in my detective agency for over 25 years. And I had to get one to my name. But would I be capable of doing such a thing? And would I have the means? I've had many a sleepless night wondering whether I was behind it all along. I have finally come to the conclusion that I indeed was. I attempted to cover the tracks for myself by giving myself amnesia. It was finally on December the 25th that I first began to unravel myself. That was not a happy day, I can tell you. I spent most of that day opening presents and eating turkey, all the while having doubts about myself and whether I was truly capable of carrying out such a heinous crime. But in the end, I came to the only logical conclusion. It was me. It was me that did the murder, because it was me that put you up to it, Miss Phelps.
This is crazy. Who do I arrest? You, Elaine Phelps? You, Detective Leo? Or do I chain you both together in a fetal position?
Me. I did it! Arrest me! Me! It was me! I want to go to prison! I want to go! I want to go to prison! I want to go to prison! Pick me! Pick me! Pick me! I did it! I did it! I did it! Arrest me! 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 I want to go to prison! I want to go to prison! Me! I did it! I did it! Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't I? Didn't I? I want to go to prison! I did it! Me!
I think it's about time this episode came to an end, don't you?
Yeah, but me boys.
You have the right to silence. Anything you do say may be held in evidence.
I have just one further thing to say.
I said you have the right to silence.
I have just one further thing to say.
I said you have the right to silence. Don't you hear too good? Now you better do as I say and shut up.
Oh yeah, good one, Sheriff.
Have I got the right to silence too?
Yeah, shut up. You don't hear too damn well, do you? Listen to me, not to anybody else, and shut the fuck up!
Murder. It was.
With Dave West as the sheriff, Barry Earlham as the politician Mr. James Richardson, Daniel Seal as Detective Leo, Corinda Hartley as Elaine Phelps, the hooker, Tracy Lee as Mrs. Sheila Richardson, the politician's wife, and Dan Sloan as the politician's cousin on the phone. The story and lines were written by Astrid Jones. Murder It Was a Good Laugh and Channel 107 production.